Hello, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Growth Trigger, where we talk about everything growth, not just at the top of the funnel through creative marketing, but also throughout the life cycle of a customer, either through superior sales, services, and then obviously after there. Very fortunate to have Jenna Hatch with me today as my guest. Jenna has over 2 decades of experience working in corporate America across a variety of jobs, but more recently, she started focusing on helping companies offshore for growth as well as offshore for making sure that they can actually hit the objectives and goals that they've set for themselves. And welcome to the show, Jenna. Glad to have you.
Thank you, Taryn. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here and speak to your audience.
Wonderful. So first of all, what's the name of your company? I know it's about offshore, but I couldn't.
It's still early. The name of the company is Project Outsource.
Project Outsource, great. And what got you to Project Outsource? Let's talk about, you know, why Project Outsource?
Yeah, I was working for another offshoring company and they were based in Australia. And what brought us to this is the fact that, like you said, I had over 2 decades of experience in corporate America. To toot my own horn, I've always been a top producer. I know how to connect with people, call it the empath in me. And I started taking all those skills and realizing, not trying to reinvent the wheel, but there's a bigger and better way to do things. And so as I started working with this Australian offshore company, my job was to build the business in the U.S. And I was so excited about it. And then I started noticing that they didn't have a lot of internal processes in place. And so every time I tried to implement a new process, the feedback I was getting was more like, hey, yeah, that can totally work for the U.S., but we're going to keep doing what we're doing over here in Australia. And that was a really tough pill for me to swallow, because I know that if you're trying to make a change, you have to adopt company-wide. This has to be something that everybody buys into. And that just didn't happen. It just didn't happen. There's multiple examples that I could give, but for the time limit that we have here, what ended up happening was a couple of their employees had actually reached out to me and said, hey, we're ready to jump ship and we want to do it with you, because they saw what I was trying to do and whatnot. So I was like, oh, absolutely. Because I found a passion in offshoring. The passion more so was helping business owners figure out their issues and then finding somebody to execute, or we come up with a plan and then find somebody to execute that plan rather. But so I was like, yeah, I absolutely want to build my own business. I've always had that entrepreneurial mindset, but now was the opportunity, now is the time. And so the whole thing in itself felt like an underground mission, like a special ops. And so that's where the name Project Outsource came from.
Great. And so, you know, we usually like to talk about real life examples of the stuff that our guests have done that has had profound impact on growth. So if you have an example of some work that you did, either with a client or while you were, like, you know, working corporate America, where something you did, and obviously, I mean, since we're talking about offshoring, like, you know, something that you did that was an offshoring of a process that really impacted the growth of the company.
Yeah. I believe that growth looks very different and can take all shapes and forms. And so I want to let your audience know that I want to let them know that particular point, because one of my most profound moments of growth was this summer when I didn't have any sales. And everyone's, wait a second, you didn't have any sales. How can you consider that growth? Over the summer, I had a couple of clients. I was doing my networking thing, but things just weren't closing. I had referrals coming in, and sales is a roller coaster. That's going to happen. But where the true growth happened was while I was waiting for that next sale to happen, I was able to take all of my documents, my processes, my pitch decks, my whatever ideas, and develop them further. I have a business coach and I'm a person. I'm also neurodivergent. I like everything to be perfect. And he says to me, Jenna, It doesn't have to be perfect the first time around. Build the outside of the car, make it look like you have it all together, and then while nobody's looking, start filling in the inside of the car. So I really took that to heart. And while I had my 1.0 processes all laid out, over the summer was my massive period of growth to take my 1.0, not just to 2.0, but probably to 3.0, to the point where the next time I brought in a new prospect, it was like, wow, Jenna's really got it together. This is spectacular. And I felt confident in what I was selling. And I made 3 sales that week. Not joking. From there, during my downtime, I was talking to a woman and she told me about a class that was happening in downtown Austin. For the record, I live in the Austin area.
Yep.
And it was a class geared towards solo entrepreneurs, which is my target audience. So I go down there and the messaging is about AI technology, how to utilize it, and then how to utilize a VA to use that AI technology. Also, all so that you can go out and get the business, okay? So that got my wheels turning again. And again, this is all happening during a period of drought in my business. And so those moments were my shaping and molding moments and gave me a vision of what I wanted my business to be, to the point now where in a lot of my networking groups, I'm known as the AI girl. I'm known as, hey, Jenna, can you give us a demonstration on how this AI tool can help us in our business? And I believe information is free. So yeah, go for it. There's going to be somebody in your audience, if you keep talking to people, that says, wow, that's super cool, but I still don't want to do the work. So let me hire a VA to do it, right? Everything in business is a numbers game, everything. So I would say that my biggest area of growth happened with my biggest drought in sales because it gave me the time to pause and refine my craft.
Great. Well, that's a great example. And, you know, what are the areas that how do you tie outsourcing with growth? What do you think by outsourcing, you know, companies and individuals can achieve?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm actually really happy that you asked that question particularly because I'm starting to teach a class January 2025, which is the synergies of AI technology and offshore VAs and how to get the multiplicative effect in your business. The reality of it is when we are just one person, the growth line looks like a steady uptrending, hopefully, a steady uptrending line because you're just one person. You can only move the needle so much. I'm trying to teach people that a virtual assistant is not just somebody to offload the mundane grunt work to. Okay, we have technology to do that these days. We have Make.com. We have all the integrations of Zapier. We have ChatGPT, Claude. All of these AI tools can automate for you those tasks that you don't want to do, right? But I had a friend that said to me, AI is great. It gets things done in 2 minutes. And all the time that we're saving, we're repurposing that time into learning how to prompt the damn thing. Please excuse my French. That's a direct quote from him. And that stopped me in my tracks too. And I was like, you're right. Because all of the famous books, Extreme Ownership, Fanatical Prospecting, what are you worth per hour? Ultimately, what are you worth per hour? I know that I'm worth more than $5 an hour to sit on my computer and try to learn how to create the perfect prompt. So in order to grow your business with that multiplicative effect, you want to have the idea, you want to have the visionary, which is normally the business owner, right? Come up with what you think, or I'm reusing words here, but what is your vision for the business? But now you need an executor, right? You need that VA to be able to execute the business. And what if you added AI technology into that? Hey, Taryn, I need to make SOPs about our marketing journey. We're going to go for the first 5 weeks. This is what it's going to look like. Then I want to switch to this. Great. tell your VA that. Have your VA go to ChatGPT, or ChatGPT is just the most common one, right? Ask it to build the marketing plan. Then have your VA go through with Canva, with Claude, with DALL-E, with Midjourney. There's so many image creators. Claude is not one. I want to make, no, that was a slip up. Have them do it, put it together, send it to you for a thumbs up, right? Where are you at? Oh, you're out at that networking group. You're out at that business lunch. You're doing whatever it is to bring the business in. Meanwhile, all the things that you want to get done are already getting done. And that's how you start to see that multiplicative. It's not just a straight line anymore of you working on it. It's you and your VA working on it, and you're getting so much more done. So that's what I'm trying to teach people. And that's really my message in 2025.
That's great. No, I think that's very important. Like, you know, I mean, if you can have more hands on the deck, and then also, like, you know, if you're focused on the strategic, if you're focused on more impactful things, obviously it's going to have more impact on the top line and the bottom line if you're running your business. And I think it's like good for any kind of busy individual as well. And I think it's also good across other areas. You know, I mean, offshoring, it's not just about offshoring to having a virtual assistant. I think it's also having, you know, whether it is designers, product engineers, data scientists, I mean, whatever is your craft, if you have more hands on the deck wherein you can tell them what needs to be done and they're able to do it for you, I think you can have a much larger impact on revenue and profitability.
I would like to add to that too, because you make a very great point. And I like to say, like, AI, humans have their limitations. We already know this, but AI also has its limitations. And in the idea of the growth mindset, another thing that I like to say to people is, like, Taryn, what you and I are doing right now, we're bouncing off each other. I say something and that triggers something in your head, right? In my mind and in my business, a VA is not, I've said it already, but they're not just there to offload the grunt work. I want this to be a collaboration. I want somebody where I can talk to them. And if they know a better way to do something, or if they have an idea, I want you to speak up. It's meant to be like a workshop of sorts where my VA is not just there for me to command and to do whatever I want them to do. I want them to bring ideas to the table as well, because if there's a better way to do it or a quicker way to do it, I want to know. I want to get to that $1 million paycheck, right? And so I just feel like that's another part of growth with a virtual assistant that I feel like people don't think about. They just think, oh, admin work, oh, this, oh, that. But me and my VA, her name is Carmela, we're basically, I make a joke about it. I say, I pay for my best friend. Like, we talk day in and day out, ideas about the business. What we have multiple businesses we're about to create. And it's because we workshop with each other. And that's another form of growth.
Yep. My God. That's wonderful. Well, thank you, Jenna, for your time. I think it's been wonderful. I'm sure our listeners would have learned a thing or two about, you know, how they can leverage outsourcing to really free up their time, focus on more important things, but more importantly, like, you know, create a collaborative environment where they can kind of, you know, really have that multiplier effect by having somebody that they can bounce off ideas with, collaborate with, and then really kind of just do damage together.
That's right. I love that. Do damage together. Might steal that one.
Thank you. It was good to chat with you, and, you know, best of luck with your future endeavors.
Thank you, Taryn. You as well.